Professor of Economics with the University of Ghana Department of Economics into the conversation. Prof, you're welcome to the Assassin Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Bernard. Good morning to your listeners.
And good morning to you too, Prof. It's good to hear from you. You heard Dr. Zato, and he seems very optimistic about the prospects of this country. I mean, your work is primarily to look at the hardcore code numbers, of course, and assessing it within the context of everything else, the socioeconomic environment. Do you get the same sense of optimism that is oozing from Dr. Zato?
Mine might not be at this level, but sure, there is always the need to be optimist about the future. And I've been an optimist of the Ghanaian economy for a long time. Even in the face of gloom, I always hold that little bit of optimism about the future. And certainly this time, it looks much more like the Ghanaian economy is recovering from the last 2 years of the crisis that we went through. All indicators point to the fact that the economy is recovering. So definitely Ghana is getting back on the right track. Inflation, has been brought down relatively compared to where it got to a year ago or a year and a half ago. Interest rates, treasury rates are declining. The policy rates have changed downwards. Ghana's economy has grown beyond expectations of even the IMF at the end of last year. We've seen suddenly an increase in the infrastructure that is going on all over the economy. So there is some sense of optimism that we do all have about the economy for the rest of the year. And so while I might not maybe be at this level, certainly things looks much better now than it used to be in the last 2 years.
And Prof, one of the key indicators is inflation. And, for the January number that has come through, as against the December number, there was a slight resurgence of the inflation number, both from the CPI level and the PPI level, all right? And what we are seeing as troubling about that is it is not the regular driver of the headline inflation being food inflation, which is resulting in this, but rather non-food, which is actually driving the inflation number up. And certain analysts are indicating that this may be a call for us to pay a bit more attention and be a bit more cautious with our optimism about that downward trend of inflation. Do you get that similar sense, or you think this is just a one-off blip, which is pretty much seasonal, and so we shouldn't be really bothered about?
Oh, certainly it's a blip. It's part of the fact that it's also the base drift that is working in that direction. If you remember last year, there was the rate of change was very low around that time. So, if you look at the base drift, then it's going to have a slight increase in the CPI relative to last year. This might continue for maybe the next month. But what we should note is that by the end of this year, we are looking at almost 15%, between 14 and 15%. So I want to take a longer term look at it rather than this madman blip that we see. And it's good if it's not coming from food inflation. And our concern has been that food inflation was being persistent for a long time. It's so happening that food inflation is not the root cause as we speak. And certainly the slight deviation that we've seen over the last month will tell on inflation later on. So I will not say that because of this blip, I will not be optimistic about the future. If you look at the policies that have been espoused in the budget and what the vice president indicated to us in his vision statement, the sort of structure and infrastructure that has been put in place now looks certainly to help the Ghanaian economy to recover faster than we expect. Don't forget that we're also making good progress on our IMF program. And so, I don't find any reason, based on what I know about our budget and what is coming up, to show that there's something that is going to hold us in the future, not to be optimistic. I mean, we are definitely in an election year.
Yes.
So we are a little bit cautious when we are holding that optimism. But we've had a government promise that they are not going to derail the IMF program. So on the basis of that, I'll still hold on to that optimism. But of course, we also expect the government to do its role, making sure that we keep to the plans as we have it in the budget and the way forward.
Mm.